What's up, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. So, y'all, like I said on the last one, I'm gonna slow down on the podcast because I've been having a lot going on, and I did do like 40 episodes in 4 months last year, so... But I'm still here, though. So, today, you know, I did a podcast episode, like, a couple months ago about 10 reasons why I hate being single. Now, I'm gonna do 10 reasons why I hate being in relationships. Okay? So, number one. More money spent. Like, I don't know what it is about being in relationships, but you spend more money. And I feel like male or female, unless you just like a gold digger and you got a sugar daddy or whatever, and he just spending all the money. But I just feel like you spend so much money in relationships. Why? I really noticed that. When I'm single, I have so much more money to do whatever I want, and I don't have to worry about spending money on the other person. We'll get to that. Okay. Number two, it's less time spent with your friends, whether you realize it or not. When I was in a relationship, I guess because I was so up my dude's ass, I just didn't see my friends as much as I do now. Like, I don't see them a lot now, but I see them way more. Especially when you in the beginning of a relationship, like the honeymoon phase. Child, you ain't thinking about your friends. You want to be with your man, or you want to be with your girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? I could see my friends fucking later. Number three. So, this is like the main reason why. Well, it's not the main reason, but it's one of my top reasons why I don't like being in relationships. I feel like you have to answer to that person now. And somebody might, you know, be like, no, that's not true. You don't have to answer to anybody. But in a sense, when you're in a relationship, you definitely have to answer to somebody. I don't give a fuck how you want to put it. Like, whoever that person that you're with, they have power over you. Like, that person has the ability to make you happy or sad. Like, you know, relationships go through shit, and it ain't always peaches and fucking creams. You gonna have some downs, too. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm kind of, like, stumbling over my words. I'm sick. My nose is stopped up, but y'all know I don't give a fuck. I'm still gonna do it. Still gonna do the podcast. But, yeah, that person has power over you. You give that person your feelings, and feelings are a lot. Like, I seen this post on Facebook. It was like, ain't nothing like when you find out your partner cheat on you and you gotta go to work. Man, let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all the fuck something. That shit is horrible. Like, you be wanting to call out like shit, cause like it's so many emotions going through your body. Like, you need to be in front of them like now. Like now, nigga. Like that post was really shit. So, that's a no for me. Number four, less time alone. I'm a person that I like a lot. I'm weird. I like a lot of alone time, but I like to be under somebody a lot. You know, girls crazy, y'all. Women are crazy. We don't know what we want. But I'm like 50-50. 50% I need my time alone. Like, I don't need to be around nobody, just me. And then I want to be up under you. I want to be up your ass. Let me. Like, love me. Like, hold me, kiss me, like, all that good shit. Number five, I hate relationships because my crazy side surfaces after a while. Like I said, somebody has power over you, so unfortunately, they have power over your feelings, and shit can get crazy. You never realize how crazy you could be until you get in a relationship. Why? Go ahead and lie. You seen your craziest self in a relationship where it was so passionate. Y'all loved each other to death. Do y'all part, whatever. Like, people, especially people that have been together for a long time. Y'all have seen sides of each other that nobody has ever seen. You know what I'm saying? That's the uniqueness about being in a relationship. You see a side of that person that the whole world doesn't get to see. But, yeah, you get consumed with like jealousy. And let me tell you something, I'm a real, real jealous bitch. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I get real jealous. Even when we not in a relationship, if we're like just fucking, unless I don't like you, but if I like you and we just fucking, I'm gonna be real jealous. Like, I don't know if y'all seen this show on Netflix called You, but go watch that. You on Netflix, the main character, Joe, was wild. And he basically was obsessed with this girl that he met. I ain't gonna, you know, give no spoilers. That's all I'm gonna say. Go watch You on Netflix. But let me tell y'all something. Me and my friend Rashida was talking about it, and bitch, we're Joe. I mean, like, I'm not about to do all that Joe did, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Far as watching you, not literally, like, I don't have to watch you outside your house, but watching, oh, I'm watching everything you do, especially on social media. I don't give a fuck how anybody feels about that. That's me. Like, so you got a question of whereabouts and just relationships can make you crazy. It can make you somebody that you don't like. I've been in a place where I didn't even know who the fuck I was anymore. It's crazy. Number six, in-laws or your boyfriend, girlfriend's parents. You know, this could go 50-50. You could either love them or hate them. More times than none, I've always gotten along with my boyfriend's parents or whatever, but I had a few that I was just not fucking with, and that's all I'm gonna say. My number was on 7. Okay, we're on number 7. Arguments. Nobody likes doing that shit, and then sometimes, you know what I'm saying, the arguments never get resolved, so they come back over and over and over and over. They come up over and over and over and over and over in a relationship. And I don't like confrontation, but if you bring it to me, I'm definitely going to give you a piece of mind, a piece of some. I'm going to say how I feel, period. Like, I don't like confrontation now in relationships. The less arguments, the better. I don't like people who start arguments for no fucking reason. Like, if I'm going to start an argument, it's going to be over something valid. And something that you did. Other than that, I just be chilling. I don't want to fucking argue with my boyfriend or girlfriend all the fucking time. Number 8. More money spent on the holidays. And see, Valentine's Day is coming up. And I was like, I'm on Valentine, all that good shit. But then that's money. So, do I really want Valentine? I'm not sure. But Christmas and all that other shit, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, what else do we celebrate with gifts? All that shit, all that extra money is for the birds. Like, I enjoy being, that's one perk of being single. I ain't got to spend no extra fucking money on holidays. Number 9, I have a fear of sex becoming routine and boring, and I worry about that so much when it comes to marriage. I don't know why I worry about that, but I do. That could be a problem unless you're in a relationship where you're sexually compatible with the person. But still, after a while, like after you've been with somebody a couple years, sex slows down a lot. Like, a lot. I'm not saying it stops, but it slows down. And I just always have a fear, like, I hope, like, you know what I'm saying, he still likes, you know, the shit I do. Is it old because I've done it before? I mean, it ain't but so many ways to switch up sex. I'm just saying. Alright, number 10, trust. And this is for all my people in the whole wide world that got trust issues. And so do I. It's hard to trust somebody. That's my main reason for not liking to be in a relationship. Because when I see, as a single person, when I see people out here getting done dirty, I feel some type of way, even though that's not my boyfriend. You know, I don't fuck with dudes that are in relationships. I don't fuck with married men. I don't fucking get down with that shit because I don't want nobody knowingly doing that shit to me. It's not cool. Like, when I see that shit, I be like, this is why the fuck I want to stay single, because This shit just makes no sense. And the STD rates are out of fucking control in the whole fucking world. I don't give a fuck where you live at. It's the STDs there. Like, people just not... What is it called? I don't know. People don't know how to be monogamous anymore. That's what I'm trying to say. And until people learn how to be monogamous, like, I believe that a girl could be a hoe and be single all day and... Well, let me not speak for other bitches. I feel like I could live my life as a single woman. And I do have rules to being single. One of them is sleeping with one man at a fucking time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not sleeping with... I don't know. Like, whoever you dealing with on a time frame, just fuck them. I don't believe in fucking multiple men. Like, at the same time, around the same time. Like, none of that shit. Like, no. Coochie health, very important. Yeah, motherfuckers just don't know how to be monogamous, basically. If everybody knew how to be monogamous, then there would be no trust. I'm just like, I could live my single life, and as soon as I get into a relationship, all them niggas are, I'm sorry to say, all them niggas are dead to me. Not, let me not say dead. That's a little harsh. Them niggas are non-existent, though. I don't give a fuck about them. They was just some niggas I was fucking with when I was single. If we in a relationship, I really care about you. It's all about you. You are what I think about day and night. Like, I'm very loyal when I'm in a relationship. But when I'm single, I don't be giving a fuck about these niggas. So, yeah. Number 10, trust. Reasons I don't like being in a relationship. So, that's all I got for today. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Thank you for rocking with me.